Well, first of all, let's address, you know, the last days. I mean, like, we're talking about, you know, what's being prophesied in the book of Revelation, of course. Mm-hmm. So we're getting into end times events here. The Bible does say in Revelation 6, verses 5 through 8, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come," and I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil or the wine. And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come," and I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was falling close behind him. And they were given a power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. So, you know, the current events in the world seem to be sort of mirroring what's being prophesied here in the book of Revelation. You know, because we do see the world teetering on financial hardships, you know, almost a collapse financially as it heads towards not just recession, but even perhaps depression scenarios around the world. The current COVID-19 outbreak is still small compared to other things we've had in the past, like, say, SARS or swine flu or whatever. But, you know, you look at what's happening. Countries are shutting down. Places are enforcing quarantines to restrict interactions and, you know, not that these are bad things to do because we need to be proactive, you know, but I guess combinations of things like disease and finances are actually fulfilling to a degree of what these two horses of the apocalypse, everyone has always feared. And we've had the others with us, you know, of war, conquest and death and so on. But it seems like the combination of all four are present in the world at this time. And you know, am I saying this is a time to panic? I am not saying that. But do look at the signs and be ready as Jesus said to do. I mean, like, think of the parable of the virgins, you know, of the 10 virgins. 5 were ready, 5 were not. And we don't want to be in that situation where we've seen the signs, but, you know, we're just kind of coasting along, doing whatever, and we're not really ready for when Jesus returns. Because who knows, maybe this is the moment. Maybe this is the time where Jesus finally returns and says, okay, this is a time where I'm, you know, rapturing the church, taking it away, and, you know, it starts going through the rest of what's happening in the book of Revelation. But am I going to say that's definitely what's going to happen? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready spiritually for when this could be a possibility. And in these situations, we need to get our peace not from things, not from people, but we need to get our peace from God through all this. We've already talked about this tonight, and just the fact that we need to make sure that we're doing our due diligence, but also we're trusting God that he's going to get us through this. And, you know, if he doesn't, if, you know, if things get to a point where we start, you know, even people that we know start passing away as a result, we know that they are going to be with the Lord, which is a better place. But, you know, bring everything to the Lord in prayer. Everything by prayer and petition, you know, bring it to God in prayer. Everything that makes us anxious, bring it to God in prayer so that, you know, we can say that we didn't just try and sweat it out ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too. I think that this just kind of makes us stop and think situations, whether it be, you know, previous things, Y2K, even though it's completely different. Well, does anyone even remember Y2K? You know what I'm saying? And then even, you know, COVID-19, because we as humans always think this one thing. We think, you know, I got time, you know, I'll make it right with God, you know, like down the road and stuff. But then things strike. And not to talk like all doom and gloom stuff in that, because we want to offer a perspective that is of encouragement and uplifting. But at the same time, we need to be men and women who are not always putting things off until, you know, maybe next year or, you know, after this or, you know.
Yeah, no, be ready.